Revi, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, since the Bnei Yisrael are complaining once again, Hey Roimu mitoicho eda azois, separate yourself from this assembly, va'achala oisam karoga, because I will destroy them instantly. Vayiplu al pneihem, and Moshe and Aharon fell on their faces. Orchaim HaKadosh explains that when the Pasuk says, Hey Roimu mitoicho eda azois, Hashem was not telling Moshe and Aharon to separate from the rest of Klal Yisrael, because Hashem did not plan on killing all of Klal Yisrael. Rather, Heiroimu mitoicho eid azois means that the ones who did not sin should separate themselves mitoicho eid azois from this assembly of sinners. Because if the ones who did not sin would stand next to the sinners, they too would be punished together with the chaytim, with the sinners. Because really all of Klal Yisrael were mechuyev misa because of the avera of the meraglim. It was only because of the tefillah of Moshe that their death was postponed until after they reached the age of 60. So now, if they were standing next to people who will be punished, they might also be punished together with the sinners because of their previous avera. And that is why they were told to separate themselves from the Eda Hazois, from the sinners. It is interesting to note that in this parsha, the Torah uses four different terminologies to say the word separate. Over here in Pasuk Yud, it says, Hey Roimu. Earlier in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chof, it says, He Bodlu. In Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chof Dalet, it says, Hey Olu. And also in Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chof Vav, it says, Suruna. Why does the Torah change the Lashon so many times? The Ayin in Sefer Paneach Roza, and in the Meshech Chochma, and also in the Shach, who discuss this Ha'ara. And the Pasuk continues, Vayomer Moshe el Aharon, and Moshe said to Aharon, Kach es hamachto, take a fire pan, v'sen oleho eish me'al ha-mizbeach, and take a fire off the mizbeach and place it on the machto, v'sim keteres, and place a keteres on this fire, v'hoylich mehero elo edo, and go quickly to the assembly, v'chaper aleihem, and atone for them, ki yoto ha-ketzeth milpei Hashem, because the anger has already gone out from Hashem, heichel ha-nogef, the plague has begun. And Rashi tells us two reasons why the keteres was taken in order to stop the magefa, to stop the plague. The first reason is that when Moshe went to Shemayim, the Malach HaMoves told him this secret, that a plague can be stopped through a keteres. Rashi's second pshat is that the Yidden were complaining about this avoida of the keteres. They said this is an avoida that kills people. It killed Nadav Avihu, and it also killed the 250 people, the Rosh Sanhedrios. So Hashem said, I will show you that it is not the keteres that kills, but rather it is the chet, the sin, that kills. Because the keteres will now be used to save Klal Yisrael from the magefa. Vayikach Aharon, and Aaron took the keteres, kashedibe Moshe, just like Moshe had spoken. Why does the Pasuk have to say kashedibe Moshe? Obviously Aaron was following the tzivu of Moshe, which was mentioned in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Or Chaim explains, since Moshe told him, V'hoylech mehero, you should go quickly, the Pasuk is telling us that Aaron went quickly and did not delay. Kashadibe Moshe, just like Moshe had commanded him to go quickly. V'yoretz al toich hakohol, and he ran to the midst of the congregation. V'hine, and behold, heichel hanegev ba'om, the plague had already started in the nation. V'yitein es haketores, and he put the keteres in the machto. V'yachaper al ha'om, and he atoned on the nation. The Malbum is medayik two differences between Pasuk Yud Aleph, where Moshe commanded Aharon what he should do, and Pasuk Yud Beis, where Aharon actually did what Moshe commanded. Firstly, by the tzivu in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Moshe said to first place the keteres in the machta, and then go to the nation, as the Pasuk says, v'sim keteres, and afterwards, v'hoylech mehero elo edo. However, Aharon in Pasuk Yud Beis seems to first go to the nation, and then put down the keteres. Like the Pasuk says, Vayoretz el toich hakohol, and afterwards, Vayitein es haketores. Secondly, the Malbim asks, why in Pasuk Yud Aleph are the Jews referred to as Edo, and in Pasuk Yud Beis they are referred to as Kohol? Malbim explains that there is a difference between Edo and Kohol. Edo is used when the Zakenim are in front and leading Klal Yisrael. Kohol is used when everyone is mixed together. Also, Edo can mean the Zakenim alone, and Kohol can mean the rest of Klal Yisrael. When they came to complain before Moshe, Atem Hamitem Es Am Hashem, the Zakenim were leading them. That's why the Pasuk says, Vayilonu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael. Eda is used to show us that the Zakenim were in front. Moshe was afraid that since the Zakenim were in front and closest to the Oil Mayed, the Magefa would start with them. He therefore instructed Aharon in Pasuk Yud Aleph, Sim Keteres Vahoylech Mehero El Ha'eda. Place the Keteres in the Machta and go right away to the Eda, to the Zakenim first, because that is where the Magefa is starting. And the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Yudbeis that Aharon did that. Vayikach Aharon Kashadiba Moshe. Aharon took the Machta and he did exactly what Moshe said. He first placed the Keteres in the Machta and then went to the Zakenim. However, when he arrived, he realized that the Magefa was really starting with the rest of Klal Yisrael and not by the Zakenim. That is why the Pasuk says, Vayorot El Toich HaKohol. He had to run through the Kohol, the rest of Klal Yisrael, to the other side, because Vihine Heichel HaNogef Ba'om, because the Negev, the Magefa, started with the with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and not by the Zakenim. And now the Pasuk tells us that the Keteres he had originally prepared for the Zakenim could not be used for the rest of Klal Yisrael, since it had to be made with the Kavono for whom it will be used for. And therefore, if the original Kavono was to use it for the Zakenim, it could not be used now for Klal Yisrael. And that is why the Pasuk says now, Vayiten es HaKeteres Vayechaper al Ha'om, because he needed to make a new Keteres, because he had to be Mechaper on the rest of Klal Yisrael with this Keteres. So with this pshat, everything is answered. We understand why it says Kohol, the congregation in Pasuk Yudbeis, because that was referring to the rest of Klal Yisrael where the Magefa started. And we understand why it says Vayiten es HaKeteres after he came there, because it was a new Keteres, not the original Keteres. And the Pasuk continues, Vayamoy ben Amesim uben Achayim. And Aaron stood between the dead and the living, Vatiotzer HaMagefa, and the plague stopped. Rashi tells us that Aaron grabbed the hold of the Malach HaMavis and did not let him continue. That is why they were standing between the dead and the living, because everyone behind the Malach HaMavis was dead, and everyone in front of the Malach HaMavis was still alive, because he did not pass them yet. The Malach HaMavis said, "Why are you stopping me?" And Aaron answered, "This is what Moshe told me to do." The Malach HaMavis then replied, "You are doing the shlichus of Moshe. However, I am doing the shlichus of Hashem." And Aaron said back that Moshe only does what Hashem wants. And if you want, we can go over there to the Ohel Moed and ask them, because they are standing together by the Ohel Moed. Vayihu ha-meisim ba-magefa, and the ones who died with this plague, arba osor elef u'shva meyos. They were 14,700 people, milavad ha-meisim al dvar Korach, besides for the ones who died by the story of Korach. Vayoshev Aaron el Moshe el Pesach Ohel Moed, and Aaron returned to the entrance of the Ohel Moed where Moshe was standing, like Rashi had already told us, that Aaron brought the Malach HaMavis over there in order to prove to him that this was the will of Hashem. V'hamagefa ne'etzara, and the plague stopped. Although the Pasuk already said in Pasuk Yud Gimel Vate'otzer HaMagefa, that was only temporarily until Aaron would prove to the Malach HaMavis that this was the Ratzon of Hashem. However, once they came to the Pesach Ohel Moed and they asked Hashem, and the Malach HaMavis saw that the Ratzon Hashem was to stop the Magefa, then the Pasuk says V'hamagefa ne'etzara, which meant that the plague stopped permanently. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Aleph V'chaper Alehem Rozeh Mosol LeMalach HaMavis. This secret the Malach HaMavis told Moshe Kishe'ol LeRakia when he went up to Shemayim. Shaketeres Oitzer HaMagefa, that a Keteres stops a plague. K'deisa v'Mesech DeShabbos, like we learned in Mesech DeShabbos. Zok Rashi Vayamoy Bin Amesim Uvin Achayim, and they stood between the dead and the living. Oches Es HaMalach, Aaron grabbed a hold of the Malach. The Hemidoi al Karchoi, and made him stand still against his will. Omalei HaMalach, the Malach said to Aharon, Hanachli Lase Shlichusi, leave me alone and let me do my Shlichus. Omalei, Aaron answered back, Moshe Tzivani La'akev al Yodcho, Moshe commanded me to stop you. Omalei, so the Malach HaMove said, Ani Shlucha Shel Mokoim Va'ata Shlucha Shel Moshe, I am the messenger of Hashem, and you are only the messenger of Moshe. Omaloi, Aaron answered, Ein Moshe Omer Klum Miliboy. Moshe does not say anything from his own heart on his own. Elo Mipi Agvura, whatever he says is from Hashem. Im Ein Atamamin, and if you do not believe this, Hari HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe El Pesach Ohel Moed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe are standing by the entrance of the Ohel Moed. Boy Imi, you can come with me, Mishoal, and ask. Zehu, and that's what the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tesvav, Shenemar, Vayoshev Aaron El Moshe. And Aaron returned to Moshe, which means Aaron and the Malach HaMavis went to Moshe and Hashem to ask who was right. The Baracher, Rashi says a second shot why the Keteres was used to stop the Magefa. Lama b'Keteres? Lefi shehayu Yisrael melizim umiradnim achar HaKeteres. Because the Yidden were complaining about the Keteres. Loimar to say, Sam HaMavis hu. The keteres has a poison that can kill it inside of it. Al yodoi mesu nadav aviu. Through the keteres, nadav and aviu died. Al yodoi nisrifu chamishim umasayimish. Through the keteres, the 250 people died. So the keteres is something that kills. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tiru, you will see now, she'oitze magefahu, that it can stop a magefa. V'achetu amemis, and it is the sin that really kills. It is not the keteres that kills, but rather the chet. And we find a similar idea in Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Hei, concerning the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Yidden were also saying that the stick of Moshe was only used for punishing. It punished the Mitzriim and Mitzrayim, and it did makos by the sea, by the Yamsuf. So they said it only has the power to punish. Therefore, Hashem told Moshe to take the stick and hit the rock and bring out water for Klal Yisrael to drink. This way they will see that this stick is not only used to punish, but it can also do good things for them.